Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
J-Tuck, you talked about being the draft guru. We are going to dive into a PFF 7-round fast speed NFL draft, but we're going to have
some rules.
We're going to have
J-Tuck. You're the Trill McClay. So
he's the final. No, he's the Jerry Jones.
Oh, you're the Jerry Jones. Oh.
He has to sign off on it. Okay. So I'm even going to go one step further, and we're going to put J-Tuck on the spot here a little bit. We're going to make you pick your positions for each round.
All right. So
all right, we pick it now then. Okay.
All right. So the first position we're going to focus on left tackle.
Okay, left tackle. Round one, left tackle. Okay. Round two.
Round two, we will go linebacker. Round three, we are going to go interior defensive line.
Okay.
Okay, so then round five, we'll go running back, six, edge, seven, corner.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was fifth round that we traded for Trey Lance.
No, trade them four.
Okay. Yeah, fourth.
Got the comps, I think, back for the fifth.
Yeah.
Right.
And Schultz, I think. I don't remember.
Yeah, there's some comps in the fifth and sixth, so that makes sense.
Okay, hey, sweet. Here we go. We're
left tackle. Left tackle.
I'm going full speed, so we're not going to see who was drafted. We're just diving in, and it's like we just parachuted in World War II.
Are you going
to
pause?
You got to figure out. You hit the ground. You don't have your rucksack. You got to figure it out. Okay, here we go. Let's do it. Here we go. Start draft. And Booshed. We are at the 24th pick, and we're doing left tackle. There's your guys, J-Tuck. So let's talk about it.
Zoom it in for him.
Let's talk about it, and let's figure out.
All right. You
actually, not terrible. Not terrible at all. And I know who J-Tuck's looking at right now.
Yeah, Jordan Morgan out of Arizona. I love this kid. Phenomenal pass pro guy. He's going to be out of the box ready. I think the huge question mark that people are having is just his arm length. So I think we're going to have to wait on his measurements when it comes to the combine. Me personally, I'm not a measurements guy if the film doesn't show any adversity. So for me personally, being Will McClay or Jerry Jones, the conversations between Troy Futano out of Washington, who's a pure left tackle as well, and also Jordan Morgan. I like Tyler Guyton, but he's a little raw. Graham Burton would probably be a guard, so he's phenomenal. So my picks would be between Troy Futano or Jordan Morgan.
Okay, so for the Can Fan boys, we got to get looks on these fucking fellas.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the things that you'll notice, we're very shallow. We're shallow,
based on looks.
Yeah. We judge the way they look.
Just going to throw you guys for a loop because they damn near look alike.
Do they? Oh, let's see this. There he is. I like that. He looks like a bruiser.
He is. He's more your bruiser. So if you want your tough, physical, you know, going to leave your body sore a little bit, it's going to be Troy. If you're looking for your technician, great in pass pro, you're kind of your stonewall, then it's going to be Jordan Morgan.
I grade people about if I'd fight them or not at a bar. I am not fighting. If I have Alex and Adam and J-Tuck, even you, and this guy's challenges at the bar, I go,
nah,
hey man, can we just have a beer together? Like, can we have a beer?
What drink do you want us to buy?
Yeah, what do you want us to buy? So Troy, for as far as the Can Fan scale for
and
looks.
And he's from Henderson, Nevada. So maybe he's a little bit of a rich boy. So maybe he doesn't look as tough as he is. Well, you're right. Tuck, you said that they.
Oh, okay.
You're f***ing me up here. It's like.
I don't know. I think J-Tuck's racist by saying.
Yeah. It's like you just. Tuck. Tanu was Anth and then Jordan Morgan's me and they're two brothers.
Yeah. Like
how close they look.
You know,
I don't know. I wouldn't fight this guy at a bar either.
I definitely wouldn't fight Morgan.
Any six, it's same size. Actually, if we're looking at like 6'4", they're both about 315.
Just real quick, I'm going to go out on a limb and say we're not going to fight any of these guys at a bar.
Yeah, we're running. We're running from both of them.
Sucker punch and run.
Chat saying, Jenkins saying you take Morgan, trade back.
Ooh.
What's our tradesies?
Oh, let's check out some trades here. I'll zoom in so you guys can
first
see.
Ask approval. J-Tuck, do you want to check out some trades?
Yeah, let's see. We'll see what we got on the clock. What are they offering us?
Giants at 39. Do I like fraternizing with the enemy? Not really, but if we can pick something up, if we can pick up something a little later and get our guy, the other option is we go to the 39 and we miss both those guys. We get some 39? Schlub.
That's all we get is 39 from them?
Well, no, we'll go. So we'll take the Giants want to trade 39, trade our 24, and we get their 39th, their 70th, their 108th, and their 140th.
Yeah, get approval from Jerry Tuck. He has to.
But we might miss out on a starting tackle.
That's what I'm saying, Tuck. You're Jerry Jones. You're Jerry Tuck today. So
Jerry. This is Mike Zimmer here. I just want to say that's a lot of picks we're dropping to.
Are you willing, Mike, to be stuck with Matt Valesco? Let's go with Troy. I'm going with Troy.
All right, Troy. Welcome to the team.
Yeah, it's getting.
I'm excited. Did anyone else? I feel like we just picked a winner. Super Bowl. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Super Bowl. Now it's linebacker, gentlemen. J-Tuck, I never thought about going offensive lineman in the first round, but in this Marvel universe spinoff here that we're doing, I actually feel really good about the O-line suddenly. And that's a nice weight to have lifted off your shoulders.
So we are at pick 56, and we have to pick linebacker.
Cool. So linebacker here. So we're looking at Junior Colton and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Me personally, and I've been trying to tell Cowboys, you better eat your medicine. I know we have this thing about Michigan players. If you want your built for tough middle linebacker eating up blocks, high IQ, green dot guy, it's Junior Colson, clearly. Like he's almost like 240 or something like that. Like I did a film session on him. Like he is built for tough. That is your guy. But Cowboys fantasy Michigan. So if you can close your eyes and 247. So if you can close your eyes and put a Penn State helmet on him, he's the prospect. You know, yeah,
Leroy's agreeing with you because ignore the helmet. Colson is a dog.
6'3", 247. I don't give a what his helmet says. And yeah. my biggest knock on Jeremiah Trotter is he's too small for me.
Jeremiah fits the new NFL mold. We watch Jeremiah Trotter. I like my linebackers revved up. That's why I like Edgerrin Cooper so much. Like, I want you on go. I want you coming downhill, shot out of a cannon. When I watch Jeremiah Trotter, there's, like, some hesitation when he comes to shoot out his hips and get out of his stance. So, you know, you can kind of say the same thing with Junior Colson, but Junior Colson is IQ, and he just played the national championship, and he was the anchor of that team. And like you said, that's a linebacker right there when you look at him, the neck, the size.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't look like he's comfortable taking it's like he double chinned it for the photo. Like
like he's gonna eat up those blocks. He's not gonna be afraid, you know, to help with our run game. So I would definitely go with Junior Colson at this pick.
Okay.
Hey, I'm sold. I think we're all sold.
We're all sold on it. Lock and guess it what? Doesn't matter if Jerry Tuck is sold on it, we're
I love that.
Jerry was
drafting him.
Yeah, Jerry
Jones.
Tuck Jones.
Welcome to the team. I'll tell you that. So here we go. Interior DI. Let's go. Okay.
Ooh, yes.
You just got excited just by seeing.
This is the fact that you know, like by just looking at a name,
none of these names make any like.
I could be looking at French right now.
Like I said, it's a process. Like, you know, I probably can't share my screen, but I show people numerous times, like the amount of work that goes in behind the scenes to build the draft. So people see me posting mock drafts all the time, but it's like flashcards, right? And so I know, like, when I get in like the sixth round, you're like, okay, I don't know these guys. At least I know I'm ahead of a lot of people among the six people. So now I know, okay, we're in the third round, the fourth round, fifth round, I'm good. Then we got some extra layers to do. So me personally, Jerry Jones is Dwayne Carter out of Duke. Man, this guy is one of my favorite prospects at the defensive end. Now he's not going to be your one tech or your zero, right? But he's going to be your three tech, a guy that can get pressure, live in the backfield, had a good Senior Bowl as well. Yeah, I love this prospect. I got a film session coming on him soon, but he stays revved up. And this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for motor guys, right?
Looks like a coach.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like coach, high IQ guy, right?
Looks like he's trying to sell you
insurance.
Insurance, yeah, sure, or like or sell you like
a credit card at the airport.
And also, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But also, you know, with Zimmer coming in, the new defensive coordinators coming in, new defensive staff, I want coachable guys with high motor that can take to the next level. Yeah, Dwayne, great smile, great kid, easy to learn, you know. So Dwayne Carter would be my pick here.
Well, I'm not even going to question. I mean, it sounds like you're a size guy too.
I'm going to question it a little bit. I'm just going to look at Michael Hall Jr. just because why not?
Do you factor in like strength of schedule, I guess, in college? Is that a huge factor or is it not as big of a factor?
Not really, not strength of schedule. You know, I like to watch the big games, right? So, for instance, when I did Edgerton Cooper, I did Alabama. So however you are versus the big guys, right? Because if you just show out versus St. Mary's and you go crazy, right, that really doesn't translate. Because for me as a Cowboys fan, I want players who've played in the big moments. And you take a player like Junior Colson, who just led to a national championship, getting to the wild.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
It's not going to be two bright lights for him. You know, this is Michigan football, you know, so I'm looking at those types of players that kind of have some elk about them, but I'm not looking at strength of schedule. I'm just looking at how they perform versus certain opponents, if that makes sense. So, yeah.
So your guy from Duke, yeah. A couple of his strengths, Carter plays with leverage and brings good power, especially in his lower body, consistently holding up against double teams in the run game. That's huge. Cause we've seen, I hate to say it, Mozzie Smith not do that. Like anytime Mozzie got double teamed, he was blown out, right?
When he wasn't laid off the line, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Delivers a strong punch and uses his hands to shed blocks to make plays in the hole or outside the box. Uses lower body strength to anchor inside. So those 2 points alone are massive for a guy that you want to shore up your middle of your line. So very, very strong.
What's his weakness? Give us one weakness.
Carter doesn't have the skill set for interceptions. No, I'm just kidding. That's not what Carter doesn't have the skill set to bend around the edge. He'll have to attack gaps as a pass rusher. Well, I mean, that I don't think that's really a negative if you're in the interior. Let's give one more. While he's a decent lateral mover, Carter doesn't show great closing speed when he has to chase in pursuit. Again, I mean, yeah. I feel like that's reaching a little bit. We're taking this guy.
Take him. Lock him up.
Dwayne Carter, welcome to the team.
Woo! Hey, not a bad draft so far.
Okay, Jay.
Yes, running back now.
We're at halfback, running back position.
Frank Gore Jr., do we take it? I like
Frank Gore.
I don't know any of these names minus Frank Gore Jr. I will be honest.
McGillen. Scroll down. I mean, I think my guy Isaiah Davis might still be there from South Dakota State. There he is. Yeah. You also have Mayan Williams. But the crazy thing.
I like Davis.
I love Davis, man. He's revved up. He kind of reminds me of Pacheco. And you just had Braylon Allen sitting right there out of Wisconsin, who I love. And if you're a size guy, like that's your big physical bruiser, but we gave away our fourth pick. So if I'm going
he's a good size.
Yeah, he's gone. I would probably consider, we don't need Tracy. I mean, I would go with Frank Gore Jr.
Consider Jace. Jace is
ooh, okay.
Yeah. You could go with Frank Gore. You could go with Jace. You could go with Mayan. I feel like for what Cowboys fans are wanting, you're wanting more of a bell cow workhorse back. So those kind of be your. You're not looking for a.
Well, let's see. We got one trade. at 183, I think this is the one time I think we could trade back and still get either of those guys. I want the grade to be good on my trade, okay?
He's greedy. Okay. Oh, there you go. Okay. Hey, now we're...
Hey, let Mike cook. So AJ's saying Jace.
Jay, ultimately, I honestly like Isaiah Davis the best.
Yeah.
But
that's too far back.
It is far back, but Jace is... But who cares about these effing numbers? Jace is, would be my number two.
I get it. His name is the same name as Pacheco. They have the same first name. I get it. It doesn't mean he is that guy. Sell me on Davis. Sell me on Davis.
Okay.
Actually, don't sell Jay me. Tuck. Sell Jay Tuck on Davis.
Okay.
Jerry Tuck on Davis.
I'm not going to tell you anything you already don't need to know.
You have to sell me.
Exactly.
Sell me on Davis. Go ahead, though. I want to hear your pitch.
Exactly. And you tell me what I'm missing. He's got a great running back body, 6 foot, 220.
That is juicy.
He's just improved in his college game year after year, and is able to catch the ball too. He's in like the top percentile on PFF of all of his grades in term like rush grade, zone grade, elusive rate, gap grade. And he's a big yards after tackle dude. So not necessarily that big 247 AJ Dillon, but still a very like a big, good sized running
meaty.
Back.
He's meaty. You like the meat. You like the meaty. Like that he's 6 foot 220. That's stocky. That is a stocky guy.
Yeah. So
I just don't like that you handcuffed us having to pick this positional group.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because now I honestly see what the board, because we could probably come back and get Isaiah Davis.
Trade back, actually.
Because here's the thing. Like, three out of four of us were all BPA guys. DeLeJ is the only one who doesn't want to take BPA. Tuck wants to take BPA. You want to take BPA. Okay. I want to take BPA.
Are we going to go here? We almost held hands. Shake and bake here? Are we going to... we can go BPA for one round, and this is the round. Let's see who we got.
See what's available.
I think that's right fair. Now. We gained a pick, right?
Yeah, we gained a couple picks.
What pick are we at?
We're at, I believe we are at 180.
You know what?
183.
We're going to run it back. Go get Isaiah Davis.
Let's do it. You guys.
Yeah.
I love the kid.
Guys have sold me. Let's go. Welcome to the team, baby. This is our edge game, and we're at this part of the draft for CanFan where sitting on a beach with a mocktail, just one day. Listening to Jerry Tuck.
So, are we looking for a pass rushing edge or just an edge setter, big physical guy?
If I had to pick between the two, I'm looking for someone that can replace or at least a little bit duplicate DeMarcus Lawrence, which I think is kind of an edge setter more so than a pass rusher.
So then that would probably be Cedric Johnson out of Mississippi. I think he's like 265 or something like that. So you got your size guy there. I would do that. But if you're looking for probably your best edge player that's available, you probably want to go between J.J. Weaver or Solomon.
And then Leroy Jenkins is also saying Gore is still on the board. So we're talking about doing two halfbacks. We stay with our pick the last one.
Look at this.
BPA?
We could still go BPA?
We could still go BPA technically.
You guys want to still roll that? Do you want to look at BPA right now?
Hey, diddle us a little bit.
Okay, let's diddle it up.
Diddle us a little bit here.
See, we can go BPA.
And there they are.
All those
problems. I mean, there's that center.
Yeah, go get Tanner.
I think that's as far as best, not even as far as best player goes and positional of need.
A little bit of both, right?
I
feel better about taking a center.
Same, and I'm just gonna take him because he's the only center.
Well, hey, you can't. You don't have authority. Who are you, Mike?
Hey, look at this. Drafted.
Welcome to the team.
Sorry, this is. J-Tuck, usually I'm on the couch. I don't even usually know what's going on back there. I'm usually just here for the ride. And today, they gave me the goddamn controls.
I can't do anything. Technically, I could take his screen off. I can mute him. But
so we have two picks left. We traded. We gained one. I think now we have to go back to our order that Edge
and CB.
Yeah, we got to go Edge and then CB.
Let's see. I would go with Cedric Johnson, honestly.
Let's just get – I want to see some size here.
Yeah, that's what AJ wanted. AJ wanted to get
6'3", 265, me likey.
A lot of beef.
That's a heavy man.
That's a heavy dude.
Plays at Ole Miss, so he's not some sort of schlub.
They have a movie about him.
Or he could be Sam Williams' replacement, right?
Let's just look at Weaver just for gigs. I think we're going with who was it? Cedric Johnson?
Cedric Johnson.
Ole Miss. Welcome to the team.
Welcome to the team.
Now we gotta get that CB. Three cornerbacks left. I've never seen this.
Yeah, look at safeties as well.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, I like that. Let's go DB. Yeah. Let's go DB.
Yeah.
DB.
Because like,
you don't know how
take a safety and drop Zimmer, him down.
Exactly, Zimmer. You don't know what Zimmer is going to do. He's a wild man.
There we go.
That free that, safety, okay, strong safety. All I know is just get on the fucking field.
That juices us up a bit.
So my guy, my favorite prospect right here is Kenny Logan. You know, because I cover the Kansas Jayhawks here locally. Kid's phenomenal. He can also is a punt return as well, kick return as well. Phenomenal guy. He can play deep. He can play in the box. He can play all over. So Kenny Logan would be my pick. But you also have Tyler Owens as well. So I like the safeties that's available over the corner.
Yeah, well, hey, I like that too. Let's take a look at what Kenny looks like. And the fact that J-Tuck covers him.
Yeah, it makes me want to take him right off the hop there, right there.
I like Kenny Logan, man. He's a dog. Like I wanted Kenny Logan last year, actually, but he didn't come out. So
that's my guy right there. Kenny Logan's my guy.
Kenny Logan Jr.
5'10", 213. That's a good size for safety.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather that than these three schlubs at CB.
Yeah.
Who's the other guy that you were talking about there, Jerry?
Tyler Owens out of Texas Tech.
Tyler Owens?
Yeah.
Tyler Owens sounds like he's from Fight Club.
We knew a guy named Tyler Owens that we went to high school with. Didn't really like the guy, to be honest. So we're not even going to look at him.
Screw Tyler, you know? It's probably him, right? You know?
I think it's Kenny Logan Jr.
Yeah. Kenny Logan size, man. He's a little missile. 5'10", 215. Sign me up.
He's a
Jerry gamer. Jerry Tuck. I pulled the trigger earlier and I drafted him before you gave me the go ahead. Can we take this guy?
Go ahead. Pull it.
Let's get him. Welcome to the team. Yeah. Let's see our draft.
Good draft.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.